Hi there, my name is Mayon Williams. I'm a student liaison advisor with Massey University, and I have some representatives from our College of Science and also our College of Creative Arts to talk to you about what Massey is doing with technology.
Kia ora, everybody. My name's Drew Nyker, and I work with the College of Creative Arts. And before I hand over to my colleague here, I thought I'd just give you a quick overview about what the College of Creative Arts involves. We are a college which covers everything from visual communication design to industrial and fashion textiles, all that sort of thing. And essentially is three main schools: the School of Visual and Material Culture, the School of Design, and the School of Fine Arts. Now, within the School of Design, it's broken up into two institutes. One is the Institute for Design for Industry and the Environment, and that covers, as I said, fashion textiles, industrial and spatial design. And then the Institute of Communication Design, which Kia is going to talk to you about today. So I'll hand you over to Kia Hassan, who is from the digital media area.
Good afternoon, folks. Just here to talk to you a little bit about, I guess, what we do within the College of Creative Arts and ICD. It's kind of broken up into multiple kind of disciplines, if you like. We have everything ranging from typography, manual type, illustration, graphic design, sort of multiple page layouts and that kind of thing. But we also get heavily involved in the digital media area, where we're talking about animation, motion graphics, green screening, compositing, digital video, interactivity. And we really, really work hard with the students to get their ideas from their idea and form them into some sort of visual communication, whether it be through animation or digital video, whatever their discipline is to choose from. So this afternoon we're going to have a look at some of the best students' works over the past 4 or 5 years, so you can sort of get an idea where the students sort of started from, when they finished off, and you sort of get a real insight to what we actually do, rather than sort of talking about all the technological side of things. You can actually visually see what we're trying to achieve at the university after 4 years of hard work, and so I think we're off to Wyatt now. Are you ready, Wyatt? Cool. Okay, thank you.
Maybe just to clarify, up at Massey we have a different sort of structure to what you're probably used to hearing about universities. What other universities may call faculties, we call colleges. So that is essentially how we come from one college or a faculty, and Wyatt over here comes from another college or faculty. Creative Arts is being our one, and Science is being Wyatt's one. And we're all based here in Wellington, but as you'll be aware, we are based in Palmerston North and in Albany as well. So there are opportunities at those spaces. And Creative Arts are down here predominantly, and Sciences are as well. So, Wyatt, are you ready?
Yep.
Awesome.
Sorry, I'm hopefully going to get PowerPoint up in a sec. So wants to do the honours? Okay. I'm Dr. Wyatt Page from the School of Engineering Advanced Technology. I'm actually the major leader for a major within the engineering, multimedia systems engineering. You're going to have... It's back on. Sorry, let's just quickly... So that's me anyway. Most of you, of course, know ICT as information and communications technology, but it could just as easily have been information and creative technologies, and particularly in the context of what I've heard in the last sort of 20 minutes from you guys, I think that's probably just as applicable. For us, or certainly for us within the School of Engineering Advanced Technology, modern engineering is really about being creative and solving problems and creating new technologies. So it's not, I guess, what a lot of people contemplate engineering being is rather dry. Modern engineering is very creative into there. Now, you may well have seen this clip, I'll stand away from it, on Massey's website or on YouTube, highlighting the majors. If you haven't, by all means, jump in and have a look. It's got quite a good soundtrack as well on it. But it's got some of our brighter students within those programs, just telling you about what's in the programs from their point of view, which is rather good onto there. Now, what are you going to see if you choose to elect to come and see Massey and come and see School of Engineering Technology? You're going to see us for the first half and Creative Arts for the second half into there. We've reorganised things so you can get a chance to see the first-year students. First-year engineering students have to design and build a simple robotic car and compete. So really it's engineering design, creativity and lots of teamwork onto there. There's lots of different designs that they have, and as part of that they're also required to blog it. That's one from a year or so ago, one of the hill climbing events. So there are five different events they have to, and this is one of the hill climbing events, which of course eventually physics and gravity wins unless you use some other clever techniques. You're also going to get to have a look into the second year group, which have structural sculptures. This is engineering principles and creativity and teamwork. That's the winning entry from last year, which looks deceptively simple, and you'll get to see last year's winning three in each category plus this year's entries. It looks like a deceptive set of swings, but this is a coupled system, so it does do some rather strange things and gets rather mesmerising. And you also get a chance to see a RoboSoccer demonstration. These are little autonomous RoboSoccer players which play a game onto there. So these are some of the things you'll get to see. And as I say, if you come with this, there's an information pack within the goodies, and you'll see there's a couple of links on those documents, particularly in terms of the blogs. So if you want to know the experience of these first-year students doing engineering into there, then the blogs are a great resource because they're required to do it to tell you about how they went with the robo competition. So if you want to come and see us, some exciting stuff.